Meantime, though, Governor Rick Snyder used his sixth State of the State address to say sorry and apologize for his handling of the Flint water crisis. The speech focused largely on what has become the biggest scandal of his administration.
I am sorry, and I will fix it. No citizen of this great state should endure this kind of catastrophe. Government failed you, federal, state, and local leaders, by breaking the trust you placed in us.
The governor is asking state lawmakers for $28.5 million supplemental appropriation to help Flint with a variety of things, including bottled water and filters, National Guard troops to distribute them, and to put the brakes on threatened shutoffs of water customers. Flint's Democratic Senator Jim Ananick is with us now. He, of course, is the minority leader of the state Senate. Welcome, Senator.
Thanks for having me.
Did you, as someone who is a resident of Flint, who has been drinking the water, did you hear what you needed to hear last night from Governor Snyder?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. You know, there was a number of areas where I thought he could have been more clear and more detailed about what he wants to see happen. You know, there's some pretty clear, and if you look at the experts, scientists, doctors, they know exactly what can help with, you know, cognitive development for these young children that could have been poisoned in our community. And we should see more detail and more action on those issues in particular.
Was there anything he said last night that you support, Senator, either in tone, in substance, or both?
Well, I mean, I think the fact that the state government has to fix this problem, I think there's no question that I think that's, I completely support that. But, you know, it's actually getting it done and staying focused on this issue for, you know, for 1 month, 1 year, the rest of his term, I think that's where the proof will be in the pudding. I mean, one of the things that was troubling, he said the buck stops here or stops with him. I can't remember exactly how he said it. But then literally right after that, he blames the president, he blames the EPA, he blames the mayor, blames the city council, blames bureaucrats within state government. Never once does he mention the emergency manager who literally caused this whole problem. It's troubling that there's been more concern about rewriting history than there has been about making sure that the citizens of my community get the help that they need.
Did you feel that the governor was sincere in expressing remorse?
You know, I think apologies have their place, but they definitely had their place months ago. I think now it's time to make sure the community, you know, if you're a baby up to 5 or 6 years old in particular, I mean, lead poisoning affects everyone, but there are things we can do right now. Kids are in school, they're in preschool, they're in daycare. From now until the end of the year, we can make sure that they have the nutrition and the services that they need to make sure that they don't go into summertime. You know, we lose track of them, and then we have to start all over again in the fall. That's something that we should be doing right now. I can tell you, I live in Flint. We talked about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The governor's chief of staff acknowledged that they knew about this in July, if not earlier than that. 6 months has gone by since then. And I can tell you, some people have bottled water and some people have filters. That is literally all we've gotten from this government. That is totally not enough, and it is totally unacceptable that we're still not providing the services to people and diagnosing whether or not people have been affected or not. Brain damage, especially in young children, can have a lasting effect, but if you provide the services now, you can actually change the trajectory that their life's on and actually provide them with a better chance to make it out and to be positive, and we're not doing that, and that is unacceptable to me.
Senator Ananick, last night the governor promised he was going to release his emails, the ones that are not subject to the Freedom of Information Act, emails from 2014 and 2015. Did that go far enough for you, or do you want to see the ones from 2013 when the decision was made to join the new Carinati Water Authority?
I think those emails are extremely important, right, because that's been where they've been rewriting the history the most, right? They've been going back and trying to make it like this was a local decision. I can tell you from the emergency manager law, living in a community, most of these Republicans who voted on this and posed this, none of them actually represent communities that have these. Not none of them, but very few of them do. And I can tell you, emergency managers make all the decisions. They allow elected officials to take action when they feel like allowing them to do it. So the emergency manager in March of 2013 made this decision without question. All the evidence suggests that's the case. And I think it's important to know who at Treasury were involved in that decision and did they make the governor aware. Now, that doesn't necessarily directly lead to lead, but it does lead to the fact that the river switch happened and that if they would have treated it correctly, we could have solved this problem. And I think it's relevant. And, you know, one thing that could be done, I mean, the governor, through executive order, could make the entire executive branch FOIA-able. We're one of two states, I believe, where mm-hmm. the worst in the country for transparency. And I think he should do that and shouldn't call on the legislature to make our information FOIA-able. I mean, I think the public has a right to know. If we're so scared to tell people what we're saying in communications, maybe folks shouldn't be saying those things.
Senator, how important is the legislature's role in moving forward the governor's agenda for Flint?
I think it's extremely important. I think they have extremely important role, and I think they have some culpability here. I mean, for 13 months and longer, we've been talking about these issues, not necessarily lead, but about the quality and the cost, the water in our community. I can tell you right now, I'm still paying for water that I cannot drink. I think that's totally unacceptable, and I've been bringing these issues up for a long time. We called for oversight hearings in general of the executive branch, and we called specifically for hearings on this 4 or 5 months ago. You can't sit around and wait for the governor to take action. We have a responsibility, too. You know, we're state senators that happen to represent a community. We're still state senators for the entire state of Michigan. It's our responsibility to be the check and balance to the executive. I think we've not done that.
Senate Minority Leader Jim Ananick, Democrat from Flint. Thank you so much, Senator, for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.